Hallelujah. We just praise you and thank you, Lord. We come before you, Lord, right now, and call upon your Holy Spirit, Lord. Call upon your power. Call upon, Lord, your ability to quicken us, to quicken our mortal body, Lord, to empower it and give us victory, Lord, even now, even today, as we are focusing on what you have done and what you want to do in us. We just thank you and praise you, Lord, and open our heart to you, Lord, that you may just minister life, your life to us, and transform us by your power, Lord, as you want to do, as you made possible for us to receive from you. We just praise you and thank you and give you glory and honor and praises, Lord, because all this comes because of the Lamb was slain for us. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So today I'm going to be continuing a bit on the topic of the New Covenant. I've been obsessed by the New Covenant in this little while. I mean, just can't do anything else but talk about it. I'm doing that on the Thursdays. I'm doing that to Sundays. I'm doing that when I'm doing some other things. Because that really is what makes the difference. Okay? And it's not like the Old Covenant. Okay? This is the Old Covenant. The New Covenant is completely different. We have to understand the difference. Otherwise, we fall back into religion. And this is really where we had to do. And so, you know, we are going to just, there is a part we play that we have to understand. Okay? God has done everything that he could do for us. He had done this, you know, has got to the place in which sent his son Jesus to do the work that we needed to do, that we could not do. But we had to understand how we connect with what he has done, how we put ourselves in the position to receive the result that he has made available to us. Praise the Lord. Okay. And there are some very simple things that we can do to make all the difference in what we receive. Very simple choices. You know, everything boils down to choices all the time. We need to choose the right thing. We can know all the theology. We can know all the theory. We can know all this, you know, we can know all the Bible and not apply it. And doesn't do anything. Information without application is a waste of time. We need to get the results that God planned to do. And that depends on us, not on him. Because he has done everything that needed to be done. But we drag our feet. We do not understand the part that we have in breaking through, in allowing what he wants to do all the time to actually take place. Because our choices make all the difference. We can know what he has done, but if we don't take action, if we don't make the right choices, see, everything goes by our choices. And this is why some people receive and others don't. We need to understand that. You know, this is, you know, what he achieved for us, okay, is a much better relationship, much better covenant with that he has established in the new covenant. It's completely, cannot even be compared. Because in the Old Testament, there was no the power of God that was manifested in us. It would happen just by almost chance, because people by mistake made the right choices. Okay. But we should know better, and we should be able to connect with that reality, that spiritual reality that changes everything. You see, praise the Lord. One of the things that changes is our heart. But as a result of that, all the other things fall into place. And we have to understand that our heart is under our control. And what we chose and decide to do makes a difference on the way our heart takes position. Our heart is be able to connect, is be able to receive. Hallelujah. Okay. Changing our heart is the basis for everything else that we can receive from God, because it's with our heart that we connect with God. See, there is a completely new way. I mean, we can think about religious ideas and thoughts, and we stay in bondage. That's what was in the Old Testament. It's not religion that God wants to have with us. It's a heart relationship. And if we try to work through religion, we are going to stay in bondage. It's as simple as that. Okay. This is our heart changed, put us in the position to receive the promises of God that have been made available through the new covenant. Okay. God has planned tremendous things for us, has a good plan for us, you know, the way Theo says. Okay. But, you know, he works through covenants. He works through all the time through covenant. Okay. Covenants are based on a relationship between, it's like a contract between two people, in which each one says the things that they're going to do to help the other, or to be along, have that relationship with the other person. Okay. In the Old Testament, all the covenants that were established, all fail, and all always fail for the same reason. Wasn't God that failed? Wasn't God that broke the covenant? Was always man that broke the covenant? God cannot break the covenant because he is faithful. And we had to understand the part we had to play to keep the covenant alive. But, you know, the new covenant has changed everything. Even that has changed. We cannot break the new covenant. Because it's not between us and God, it's between God the Father and Jesus. And we are not really part of the covenant. We can get the benefit of the covenant if we have the right connection with Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Doesn't matter what you do, that is there all the time. And with Jesus, you don't have a covenant. We have a relationship. A love relationship. What you want from us is our love. In acknowledgement and in recognition of what he has done for us. For dying for us on the cross so that we may have all the benefits that come as a result of the covenant that he had with the Father. See, all the benefits that he acquired for himself are available to us. The resurrection power that he received is available to us. I mean, there is enough there to be excited about. Okay? If we really grasp a bit of that. I'm not saying understand everything. We should just jumping up and down and have a glory fit. Because it's beyond what we can figure out mentally. Okay? Because that's not our experience. We have only experienced a bit of that. But there is much more, no matter how connected you are today. When we understand that, we understand what is actually there. And we understand what the potential we have to receive. There should be any problem about going all the way out. To be able to want just to give up everything for it. That's the pearl without price. That's the treasure that is beyond all the other treasure by which you give up all the other junk that is around you. Are you following me? But if we don't have that understanding, if we don't grasp what actually is there for us, we are going to have problem with competitions of what we want inside ourselves. And go after nothing thinking that is something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, each covenant prescribed very specifically, you know, what the two partners could do, had to do. Okay? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when a new covenant is completely new, a better covenant, a better promises, better results, something that you cannot mess up with your blindness and ignorance. I mean, God had to go around that stupidity of not being able to see what he can do for us. The one that is in the world. And we should understand that. And the only way God could achieve that is to send his son. No one else could ever have done that for us. Because he had to be, could not be a person like us. Couldn't descend from Adam because otherwise would have been unclean. He couldn't have done for us. So he had to send his son to us to take our place and giving him a point of contact, which is the body he received as he created him to come down here. We had to understand that. We had to understand what took place. We had to understand the implication of that. We had to understand why that was necessary. Because, and that was a genius idea that only God could have had. Because nobody else could have come up with that idea. Nobody else could have created a new Adam. They would take place of the previous one. That's what the word says. Are you following me? This is so important we understand. Okay, Jesus was the Son of God. The Son of God, praise the Lord, was the only one that could break, you know, that would be able not to break the covenant. Like everybody else did, because it was in their nature. Hallelujah. So he was not the son of Adam. He was the son of God. He was made by God. He was a new creation when he was created, when he became down here. But new creation meant that it wasn't even, you know, the only thing we had in common was the body, a physical body. He took flesh, but he wasn't flesh. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. I don't know if I can finish what I want to preach about today. But I don't think I can, because I've been already doing this, you know, a bit on what I've been preaching on Sunday as well as on Thursday. And I, you know, end up falling down on these things all the time. Why? Because there is so much that we need to connect with and understand to be able to receive it. And this is the basis for us to be able to get what God wants for us to get. Hallelujah. So let's go back to just 1 Corinthians. Well, the thing I want to say is, you know, I'm putting both on Thursdays and Sunday, I'm talking about this. And I can't get out of it. Because that's the basis for you to get anywhere. To get out of religion, to get in with God's plan for you, to get into God's will, to get finally be able to receive the things that God wants you to receive. Praise the Lord. I'm thinking that, you know, I'm going to put all my notes together after and probably write something, put something in paper. Because I think I even have the title of the book, The Unbreakable Covenant. Because that's what it is. I mean, that's a genial idea. It doesn't matter how messed up we are, we cannot break it. And there is a way back if we want all the time. And it was one sacrifice. There were no need to all these sacrifices that was needed. Are you following me? And when we start understanding that, all the struggle, when we have full grasp of what that is, you know, the competition with the world is completely defeated. Becomes so easy to listen to God. Because it's at a new level, above all power, above all things, above all kingdoms. That song really ministered to me, because it just, you know, was reflecting, was addressing the things that actually this new covenant is dealing with. It doesn't tell the whole story, but it starts to, you know, expand, give us a different perspective about it. It's not going to church on Sunday. Praise the Lord. He's being connected with God all the time. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And so it says, it is written, the first man became a living being, the last Adam, call it Adam, it means man, the first, you know, the physical man, became a life-giving spirit. See, Adam was a new creation, wasn't the same level of existence Jesus, the second Adam, was at a different level completely. He wasn't made up with dust. Verse 46, however, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and after the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. See, there is a substance difference there. They are not even in the same plane. And that may not help you to connect with him. But you have to read the following verses to start getting an understanding where Paul was writing about. You know, the thing I'm doing on Thursday, okay, is describing two way of looking at the thing. Because there are two people really that focus on the new covenant in the Bible. Jesus, who was establishing the new covenant, and Paul, who saw the impact and understood the impact of the new covenant and was explaining it to people. Jesus could not talk about the stuff that Paul was talking after because they couldn't connect with that. Wasn't there yet. He was announcing it. But once that was there and people start actually experiencing it, they could connect with that because they saw it in operation. You see, the thing was already there and was available to everybody that responded, and they could get into that place. And that's why, you know, what I do on Thursday and what I'm going to probably put on the book I'm going to write, the Lord willing. I hope he wants. Generally, I don't like to write books because they stay still. You know, once they have there, you can change them. And so you write them and they say, oh, I don't like it anymore. But this is, I don't think you can put more than what is there. Because, you know, the theology of the new covenant deals with the core of our belief system. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me continue here. So I just went back to 47. It's going to be difficult for me to just get logical here. Because it's too powerful, it's too exciting, it's too transforming us. And I hope that you get into it. I hope that I can get you to get it. Because you have to get it. It's not just mentally, it's not just, you know, it's not just the information. Is the reality of this that you had to get, and the only way to get that is by the Holy Spirit ministering to you. Possibly from the things I'm telling you, in which I'm pointing you some some things. Praise the Lord. Now, let me go back here. So, God's plan for all his children is the same. That means, and this is where it should be making your mind blow up. If you are a child of God, you are not anymore of the nature of Adam, but you are on the nature of Jesus. And this is not, a question of claiming it. It's a question of trying to, you know, be believing it or whatever. No, it's a question of a reality that has to happen within you. And you have to see the difference. You have to see how that's going to happen. You have to see how you are going to become transformed that way, because this is God's plan for you. People talk about it, but they don't get it. You see, the implication that has, okay? It says, let me read again, 47. The first man was from the earth and made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Two completely different natures. 48. God's plan for his children. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. You should meditate on that a bit to get what he's actually saying to you. Hallelujah. As we, and the following verse may help you a bit. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. That's the new covenant transformation that has to take place. That's what God has planned from the beginning. That's the solution of Adam's fall. Now, go back to Jesus. Because he had to explain this. I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 was written after he was resurrected, all the other things. So, you know, there was a basis there to talk about something like that. Talking something that their religious idea couldn't grasp, couldn't connect, couldn't, you know, were completely lost. That the Messiah wasn't like them, was somebody that was coming from heaven. And that God was trying to change us the same way. Had planned to do that from the very beginning. Praise the Lord. So Jesus' explanation and, you know, information they give us and understanding was on a different level. He was showing some of the aspect of that. John 1:12 and 13. This is a scripture everybody knows. But if you start connecting those verses with the new covenant, is going to tell you a completely new story. It says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not the will of man, but of God. Be born of the will of God. The will of man cannot make you born again. That's what it's saying. Cannot make you born of God. Your fleshy nature cannot make you want to connect with God to the point that you are transformed. That's what it's saying. Do you see it? See, otherwise you cannot be transformed. See, when you are born again, it's not because you heard somebody tell you something. It's because the Holy Spirit hit you and gave you a revelation that changed everything in you. It opened a door for God to start working, to start empowering, to start changing your nature. And to make your nature like Jesus. When he has done his job, you are not going to be having yet the flesh you have now. Even your body is not going to be the same. Hallelujah. It's going to be a lot better. But not because you want it, but because that's the way you are going to be. Praise the Lord. You see, That's the only way we could become children of God. Not because we want to be. As I'm born, not born of God's spirit, people. The only way is that God gave us, through the Holy Spirit, revelation of what is available there for us to grasp and start to move in that dimension and to open up ourselves to become that way. And to understand it enough that we don't want anything in the way. It's no struggle to do this. It's not our strength. It's not our will. It's not our determination. It's the revelation that the Holy Spirit gives us that we either embrace and make a decision as we keep that in our mind, in our heart, and allow the transformation that took place at the moment to start affecting everything that we do. See, that's why, become children of God by believing in His name. And that's a way of talking that's pretty difficult for our mind to grasp on. It's not just a question of a name there. It's the name, it's a person, it's what He is. So that we become like He is, believing what He is. We see what He is like. Praise the Lord. That enables us to want to become like Him. It's not, you need the revelation to get that. Are you following me? To fully appreciate what that involves. When that happens, it's not just a decision that you made there out of, I like that. No, you grasp something that's the pearl that has everything. This treasure that covers everything, that changes everything, that everything physical doesn't make any comparison with it. The thing is, how many people really believe that? And why don't they? Because they are doing it in their mind, and their mind can grasp that reality and cannot really believe it that it's possible. You have to believe it that you believe it, to the point that, you are ready to do what the early church did. They were ready to die for it. Because your body is not that important from what you are going to get, because it's yours. Are you following me? That's why, the Jews couldn't understand what was going on. Paul, the soul Stephen, being stoned to death, beaming like an angel, and couldn't. This is what's the matter here? They saw the power that understanding and released in them, which is the power of God, not the power of Stephen. We had to come in contact with that. See, that's what God wants to do with us. That is not a question of, I like to do this and the other thing. No, forget it. It's not even comparison. It's just the order of magnitude difference. Or many, infinite number of magnitude difference. Hallelujah. See, the very moment when that starts to happen, God's creative power has to intervene to start putting in motion a transformation that He wants to see taking place. producing a change. See, that's the power of the new covenant. Jesus' resurrection power is the resurrection to your resurrection that has to be taking place to put you not where you were before, but to the new existent in new life. Hallelujah. The final manifestation of that taking place depends on you. Because God has done everything he could. But his desire is that, he is just. He cannot give to you everything as a free meal. You had to at least do a little bit to commit to what he wants to do. And to connect with the source that has the power just to start and to trigger and to continue to work in you to manifest all the power of God, transforming you into your from your flesh to a heavenly being. Like Jesus. You cannot be like Jesus if you are operating in the flesh. You know, the whole Bible shows that over and over and over again in so many different scriptures that are just evident, but nobody gets it because they take it from a religious point of view. And they keep struggling to make it. There is no struggle when you get the understanding. Hallelujah. Because why? Because God's power is greater than all the other resistance that is there. See, when you, the process starts, when you really open up, okay, what happened? This is a supernatural event that God himself did it. Okay. And it's where the transformation starts. But it's not fully there. Otherwise, you'll become immediately like Jesus, which is not the case. You start to have your part start to begin. God's part did everything that got you there. To the point of actually opening your eyes to see something. The more you see, and the more determined you are going to be about getting through with this. The early church got enough that they were ready to do anything. There was no problem being opposed. No problem being criticized. No problem being killed or done everything with them, or tortured. Why? Because there was so much power in what they got, the vision that they had, the understanding that they had. They weren't thinking about, maybe I can choose to do this or that. Well, that may give you, a few thousand dollars more a month. That makes all the difference. See, it's not you. It's what you connected with. It's not the excitement that you find something new, something interesting, something that you want. Because it's not earthly what you want. because you are not going to get things earthly, quite likely. But you're going to get so much more that is beyond your grasp, even beyond your imagination, is greater than your imagination. You cannot go by imagination. Your imagination is limited by your experience. Hallelujah. So, and he made it in such a way that you can actually not break it. You know, it's there all the time. It's not that you made a mistake and you bong, yeah, it's all gone. No. Jesus is there, and there is no way to break what he has done. It's up to you now to decide what's important and what's not. Understanding what actually is the game, what actually is this happening. What are the things that make a difference? Hallelujah. The thing is, you can receive all the benefits from the new covenant, and the only way to do that is by love. That's why first and second commandment, you know, Jesus, you know, just is not to remove the old one, but the old one are superseded because they are all included. The love that you have with Jesus and God covers everything. It's not that that justifies you to do a going around doing the things you want to do. No, you don't want to do it because everything is automatically in place. Hallelujah. You must understand, okay, what is that you had to do to benefit from the resurrection power of Jesus' victory. Okay? If you don't understand, you are going to try to do your own things. Instead, you know, there has to be the things that God wants you to do. Okay? And each person is different. Each person is made for a different life, experiences, applications, and everything else. But that doesn't matter. That is the way we have been made with the old nature. But that has to be transformed into the new one. Praise the Lord. So this is really what I'm trying to expand, okay, on Thursday and on Sunday morning. Okay. And I hope that I can have enough time to put together something that give you enough information, and I can explain, share so enough information. Okay. God was definitely involved 100% in the new covenant. Okay? By planning, sending Jesus, Jesus coming, teaching us, and going to the cross, didn't stop there. Sending the Holy Spirit to help, convict, teach, empower, and transform us. You know, he does the whole job. All this is done by God. I mean, seems to me he's doing a lot of work. Wouldn't you say? It's not that he'll ask you to do too much. And he also provided the way for you to stay connected, because he sent the Holy Spirit. And he's the guy that is there guiding you, teaching you, getting you. You know, essentially, he's your coach. Are you following me? I mean, he not only did everything so that you could make it, but he sent this personal coach for you to actually guide you and help you to achieve it. And we have no excuse to miss it. The only reason why we end up missing is because we are too blind and too deceived by the enemy, by other things that are not important, so that we are caught up by them. Do you see why I am obsessed by the new covenant? Because the more I understand about it, and the more excited I am. Because I see more and more how much is there for us to receive and how little we had to do. But sometimes you just shut your mind off because it's giving you the wrong ideas. Praise the Lord. So, in the New Testament, we can see specific instruction about the new covenant, okay? And we had to try to follow. And there is not, the fact is, there are not that many. Praise the Lord. You know, oh my goodness. I thought I was going to cover some things. I hardly touched the topic. I'm too excited to go into the detail here. But I'm going to read a couple of more scriptures if you give me. In the new covenant is not, doesn't have to do about Old Testament religious ceremony and laws, but loving and living a loving relationship with God. Okay. John chapter 14, Jesus preparing himself to go to the cross and try to prepare the disciples, and they were just, they didn't get it. You know, they were all dispersed by the time they went on the cross. They thought everything was finished until the Holy Spirit came and shook them up. Okay? Even after they realized he was resurrected, wasn't enough. Had to the Holy Spirit comes and to shake them up, to open up their eyes. Although they already has something of that. Okay? So, John 14:21 says, "He who has my commandment and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Now, this is really the key. I mean, he's just giving the center of the new covenant, you know, operation way. Okay, keeping Jesus' commandment is the only way that you're going to be fulfilling Jesus' first commandment, that he said, "Love your God, the Father, and the Son, and you know, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all everything you got." Okay, that's the only way. Okay, and really commanding, you know, loving Jesus is the same thing as loving God anyway. Okay, and what he's going to do? God will love you and manifest himself to you. You know, and the manifest there is emphasizo, which means, you know, show myself to you. He's not just going to be there and you don't know what's going on. You are actually going to interact with him, and he's going to minister to you, and you are going to know exactly well what's going on, because he's exercising his power, his ability, his supernatural evidence of the relationship that's going to be manifested. It's a supernatural relationship we have with God, not a religious experience. Okay. And sometimes it's beyond your understanding. Okay. See, this is that connection, commanding, you know, keeping Jesus' commandment, Jesus' instruction, Jesus' way that he taught to us. I mean, he wasn't there, you know, spending too much time about many other things. Some things were pretty abstract, weren't like the law, all the different rules and principles. Just look at the Sermon on the Mount, you know. You can hardly, you know, deal with anything physically that you manifest. You know, there are many things there that you have to grasp spiritually to be able to get it. Okay. See, keep Jesus' commandment. Just keep connecting with Jesus. Just keep, you know, I remember the Lord ministering to me and, you know, and trying to do the right thing in the ministry and, you know, getting, no, just don't waste your time. Don't go looking for other people. Just look at what Jesus did. Look at the way he functioned and operated. And I started to do only that. And, you know, it changes everything I was doing. I wasn't wasting any time on other things. And some things were pretty clear, what, you know. In myself, I can't do nothing. You know, if you start there, you're going to get a long way. Because unless you don't do that, if you don't do that, you cannot go anywhere. If you try to do it yourself, forget it. But if you say, I can do nothing, I have to depend on you, you know, sometimes I like to control things, but I can't, because if I do, I mess it up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then, you know, didn't stop there, okay? So, that connection, that thing with Jesus is the connection with the Father, is the connection with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, and that is really in the following verse, you know, John 16, 12, that I, you know, that's how he taught. He was going to guide us. He is going to take over. He is going to be the one that shows us the thing. You know, I said, you know, in John 16, 12, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. And there are many things that we need to hear, but we cannot bear them now also. As much as we were able to bear, we got. But what we need is to get more. If we're going to get anywhere with God and to get closer to God, you are not going to go by your own effort. It's going to be by your connection with the love of Jesus and connecting with what he has done and getting the Holy Spirit to talk to you and receiving what the Holy Spirit tells you and doing, taking action, making decision concerning what you hear. The following verse will end with the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth has come. He will guide you into all truth. Will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he speaks, and they will tell you things to come. Really, the Holy Spirit is your personal guide. They tell you the next step. You must do one thing. Choose to obey. Not going according to your understanding. You choose to connect with the Holy Spirit talking to you because he's there. And don't tell me I don't hear it because that means you're thinking about doing it because you are in control. If you got the experience that you are a child of God, you have the Holy Spirit. If you don't hear from God, you don't have the Holy Spirit. That's what the word says. No, I'm not saying it. Because all the New Testament, all the what is in the New Covenant is different. It's not the way the Old Testament does it. It's not by the law. It's by love. Your love means, you know, Love is not mushy. You know, love is really that you value that your relationship with him. You care about him. You care what he wants. You care about what he has done. You are just, you know, concerned what he has done, recognizing, responding to what he has done so that you are willing to do everything to please him. When you have that attitude, you are dangerous to the world. Are you following me? Praise the Lord. We're going to have another few more weeks here. But I hope you get something here. You see, doesn't go by information. It goes by revelation and understanding. Okay? By connection with him, so that open up your mind to things that otherwise they're not logical. Because your logic is based on the physical thing around you. So I'm going to close for today because we're already 10 minutes late. But time doesn't matter because God is outside time. Praise the Lord. You have to make a decision. And we can pray about that today. I mean, I wanted to do that, but there is much more that I had to cover before. But you can make a decision now of whatever you heard now. If at all minister to you or convict you in any way or form to respond to what you heard. And there is, your response is to make a decision. But a decision that is not a commitment is not a decision. Okay? If a decision that you do now, you go out of the church and you forgot it, is not a decision. It's when you make a decision you commit yourself to that is going to have the spiritual impact. That's what releases God's power to make changes in your life. That's why, you know, believing in Jesus doesn't do anything until you make that decision. That he value number one, and this is that's what you are going to keep. Otherwise, you didn't make the decision. Are you following me? So, and what is the decision? You decide that you're going to be connecting with the Holy Spirit. You're going to be, you choose to obey him. I'm not saying to make crazy decisions or silly things. You can take all the time you want. God has all the time he wants. So that's not the problem. But you are going to give him the chance to work inside you and to do something. Okay? So let's pray together about that. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you for the love that you have for us to send your Son to die in our place so that we may receive life in his place. Thank you for your power that you're wanting to put in us to overcome the flesh and all the nature of Adam, and to give us Jesus' nature. Thank you for giving us this opportunity. Help me to make a decision to be open to the Holy Spirit that you want to give me, to empower me and equip me and guide me into all truth. And that means all freedom. In Jesus' name. I want to respond for what you did to me and for me. I'm open and committing myself to be obedient to you and to your Holy Spirit. as you guide me into all truth. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord.